We've been hearing a lot about public health departments and their essential role in responding to the pandemic. What you might not know, though, is that historically many health departments have formed alliances. But in one part of our region, the strain of the pandemic is forcing one of those alliances apart. The Mountain West News Bureau's Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
The Tri-County Health Department in Colorado is a marriage between three counties in the Denver area, and it began with a devastating flood more than 50 years ago. Laura Thomas remembers it vividly.
I remember sitting on Ruby Hill in Denver, watching this wall of water coming down the Platte River.
She says the flood was so strong, it was carrying horses from a nearby racetrack. After that, Douglas County joined forces with its neighbors. All three hug the major city of Denver, and together they're a mixture of blue and red, urban and rural. And for decades, they've been in love. But now, Laura Thomas is not a kid sitting on a hill watching a flood. She's a county commissioner up for re-election, and she says the relationship just isn't working. It's time her county, which is rich and conservative compared to its neighbors, moved on.
We're ready to move out on our own.
The trouble began with a stay-at-home order.
We actually received several emails from citizens saying we need to have our own health department.
The mask mandate a few months later made things worse.
You know, we wouldn't want some other state coming in and telling Colorado what to do. And that is where Douglas County is. We don't want Adams County and Arapahoe County citizens dictating to us our very personal, important public health decisions.
So in the summer, they announced they intend to break off and form their own health department. They've backpedaled a bit since then and are talking with the other counties. But going rogue is still on the table.
We did receive a letter.
Emma Pinter is a commissioner for one of the other counties in the health department, Adams County. Compared to Douglas, it's lower income and more progressive. And Pinter is visibly irritated about what's going on.
Historically, this has been very collaborative. The issues were common. Opioid addiction, youth suicide, mental health generally, access to public health, access to medical care, the cost of medical care.
If Douglas County really wanted to leave, Pinter says, why didn't this come up before?
To have this conversation at a time when it is so critical that we are responsive and that our health department is responsive is a distraction.
Pinter says this isn't about public health. It's about partisan politics. The Center for Sharing Public Health Services is dedicated to getting health departments to work together. Charlie Hunt works there. He's the deputy director and an epidemiologist.
It really is more about being able to deliver more effective and more efficient services.
He says there's a spectrum of sharing. Some health departments just share a little, like supplies or data. To run with the relationship analogy, that's on the friends with benefits end of the spectrum. But the Tri-County Health Department is a full merger. It is like a marriage. But instead of planning a 55th anniversary bash, this trio is talking about divorce. Hunt isn't aware of other public health marriages falling apart right now, but he says the system is under more strain than ever. And politics alone shouldn't do the marriage in, he says, but it's understandable how the pandemic may be prying them apart.
One of the success factors or prerequisites even is to have a shared regional identity. But it stands to reason that if there are differences in philosophies, differences in ideology, that there are going to be some tensions created because of that.
What's happening here is not unique.
That's Jennifer Ludwig, deputy director of this troubled marriage, aka the Tri-County Health Department. She says this pandemic really yanked public health out of its happy place.
Nobody had ever seen public health in the light. We're always in the background. It's one of those things that, you know, if you don't see us, you're doing a good job. This put public health in the limelight, front and center, in the best and worst possible way.
She says if Douglas County broke off, that would have a huge impact on their ability to respond to the pandemic. Plus,
my time has absolutely been pulled from the pandemic to focus on this. And if we were to lose staff, even if it's next summer, we will still be in the middle of a response.
She and her colleagues are rooting for the marriage to make it so they can get back to work and public health can go back to being invisible. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.